helps patients with cannabis therapies and other natural lifestyle choices. It's open to both native and non-native patients. The tribe is also involved in the recreational cannabis industry in the state with the ownership of two stores. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kiwanis Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.
He said, well, I think you better get out of Vanport as quick as you can. He said, the dike is broke, and he said, Vanport's going to be underwater before long.
At 4:17 p.m. on the 30th of May, the makeshift railroad dike holding back the Columbia River broke. In no more than 10 minutes, Vanport was 6 feet underwater.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the Vanport Mosaic Festival, taking place now through June 5th in North and Northeast Portland. On Monday, May 27th, there will be a memory activism fair, which includes exhibits, listening stations, and artifacts from Vanport. Other events include documentary screenings of the Vanport Mosaic Oral History Project and Japanese Americans Beyond the Wire, walking tours, and more. Again, that's the Vanport Mosaic Festival, taking place now through June 5th in North and Northeast Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud sponsor of My Story, My Superpower storytelling show on Wednesday, May 29th at 7 p.m. at the Intel Hawthorne Farm Campus in Hillsboro. My Story, My Superpower features 10 storytellers who will share their stories of courage, hope, and resilience to raise the awareness of mental health as an integral part of individual, organizational, and community wellness. Again, that's My Story, My Superpower storytelling show on Wednesday, May 29th at 7 p.m. at the Intel Hawthorne Farm Campus, 5200 Northeast Ilum Young Parkway in Hillsboro. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
You are listening to a digital indigenous radio show. All across Turtle Island, turn up your radios and decolonize. This is Rose City Native Radio.
Can you tell us names in first then?
Hello, hello, Portland. You're listening to Rose City Native Radio. We are enjoying the sun and got some nice warm beats to keep you cool on this summer night or whatever. Starting off the show with Chief Rock, Chief Rock with Sacred Gift Song here on Rose City Native Radio, KBOO Portland.
Yeah. Moccasins on, breech claw tight, stages in the air, and I'm feeling alright. I'm feeling so fresh to death, can hear the drummers warming up. Eagle feathers ready to rock, yeah, I'm ready to rock. Full push-ups, I'm in the zone, spinning like a cyclone. Fancy moves, grass dance, getting low power moves. Fancy dancer, lady grabber, a jibber jabber, Facebook at a two-step. Yep, I'm a grabber. Every day is a powwow night, and I can't wait for Sunday morning.
Let's go. Raving and fun, fans in the air, prayers how you care, dancing my style, making them smile. I dance with my heart, prayers how it starts. Circle is strong, it's where I belong. Circle is strong, feeling so fly when I walk through heights, fly higher than most of the eye on light. Yeah, we rock all night, moving in the spotlight. We move to the beat of sin, a snake and not again. I wonder when I give it all the energy within. Move my body, move my body, move my body on a beat. It's a midnight thing, and after our theme, convention in a dream. Welcome to my theme, welcome to our theme, welcome to our theme. Let's sing.
Every day is a powwow night, and I can't wait for Sunday morning. Sunday morning.
That was Intertribal with Powwow Night, and before that, Chief Rock with Sacred Gift Song. Coming up next, this is Lightning Cloud featuring Leonard Sumner with Meet Me at the Powwow here on Rose City Native Radio.
Girls, tell me where you're at. It doesn't really matter if you're thin or fat. If he loves you, even though your booty's flat. Put your hands in the sky, girl, holla back and say, oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Say that's right.
That's right.
Say, oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Say that's right.
That's right.
I like 'em round, brown, and greasy. Like my fried bread and panic. An indigenous girl, she be rocking my world and causing widespread panic chaos. My neck covered in tattoos. Her neck covered in hickeys when I'm through. Heard she got a couple. Baby daddy wanna fight me too. That's cool, I'm calm. Baby, you're the bomb. Got a skull and headdress tatted on my arm. I think she likes me, wanna be my wifey. Look at this medallion that she leading for me. Breakfast in bed, she my egg or waffles. Lunch at her mama's house, Indian tacos. She my Pocahontas, I'm a native Picasso. I'll be waiting at the powwow, checking my iPhone like
I'm with my boys and we can come and kick it right.
My girls and you can meet me at the powwow.
Meet me at the powwow.
who they aren't, so I can party till I feel like the native Beyonce. Tonight I'ma rock my socks off, rock my mops, and they not the knockoff. Shorts are cut off, watch me walk off, hotter than the chili beans inside your crock pot. Oh my god, yes I'm deadly. Edmonton to LA, ho I'm Gretzky. Pink cheetah patterns on my bed sheets. Rap game playing to me, Priscilla Presley. Baby, when you get here, tweet me. Hope I see you around a Rent Grand entry. I still got my pager, beat me. 1-4-3, I'm at the powwow, baby.
Shaking air mattress all up in that we can get freaky.
Ooh.
I could put you in a sweat lodge. Somewhere in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
We're gonna win the power out, so let's go wherever it takes us. Yeah. Sup, baby girl, my name is Cloud.
Hey, Cloud.
Do me a favor, sexy, shut your mouth.
What?
Recognize a real dog when you see one. Say by the mailbox, two ladies neon.
Ooh, baby boy, I like your style. I love your raps and that gap to smile. I think I'm gonna beat you something.
Spring.
I'm with my boys and we can come and kick it right now.
I'll grab my girls and you can meet me at the powwow.
Meet me at the powwow.
Meet me at the powwow.
Oh yeah, that's right.
I'm with my boys and we can come and kick it right now.
I'll grab my girls and you can meet me at the powwow.
Gonna blow your mind. Ooh, yeah, it's electric, it's electric, electric all night.
That was Inez Jasper with Electric 49, and before that, we had Lightning Cloud featuring Leonard Sumner with Meet Me at the Powwow. Coming up next, this is Frank Wallen with White War here on Rose City Native Radio.
We have never really seen the war go away. I mean, if you're dying from the 7th Cavalry's bullets, or if you're dying from induced poverty and racism, class systems and sex systems, all right, and you're dying from alcoholism and poverty, all right, or someone has come in now in the name of maximizing their profit, and they're getting you to work in the mines, the uranium mines, and you're dying from lung cancer, and you're dying from the cancers and the diseases that come out of that. You're dying. It's the same as the bullet killing you, and I see it all as a war.
Songs that my people sing make me feel like I ain't gotta worry about a thing. The balance swings, everyone treated like a king. Remember Mother Earth and the teachings that she brings. But when I'm back, you'll find that it's all related. It reminds that with purpose we're all created. But that's debated, distorted by those who hate it on our beliefs, cause we believed all things were sacred. The long awaited seventh generation feels the pain, uranium drained from our black hills. Let it rain, genocide won't pay the bills. I feel the shame, suicidal thoughts give me chills. I can't escape it, warming up with the smallpox blanket. Well, I see my mother get abused, I'm accused of a rebel, cause I don't dance with the devil. I got these reservation blues. I bet their hearts drop when they hear these drums and hear our songs now. Tired of being oppressed, we standing strong now. Can't whitewash me in this white war. You can't speak about people you don't fight for. Hearts drop when they hear these drums and hear our songs now. Tired of being oppressed, we standing strong now. Can't whitewash me in this white war. You can't speak about people you don't fight for. Love planted in psychotic mud. A rose from Rosebud, who rose from haunted clubs. Hooked on phonics, beating on my sonic drum. Addicted to my demons and my melancholic drugs. Self-hate on my sleeve, self-destruction on my mind. Alone in this house I built with my beats constructed rhymes. I'm not allowed to leave until I deconstruct my mind. Historical trauma, got my spirit stuck in time. Manifest destiny, arrested all that is left for me. I used to be free in this land, but now I'm a refugee. In the name of progress, president, order the death of me. Shout out Dakota 38, I pray that you're blessing me. Resistance is natural, ancestral energy. Guidance and survival, decolonized memories. Apologies will never make amends for your colonies. America, you givers are sovereign. Their hearts drop when they hear these drums and hear our songs now. Tired of being oppressed, we standing strong now. Can't whitewash me in this white war. You can't speak about people you don't fight for. Hearts drop when they hear these drums and hear our songs now. Tired of being oppressed, we standing strong now. Can't whitewash me in this white war. You can't speak about people you don't fight for.
Wars never ended, descended from the spirit. Singing songs of freedom, my ghosts make you hear it. Genocide never ended, descended from the spirit. Singing songs of truth, their lies make you fear it. Way of life never ended, descended from the spirit. Singing songs of freedom, my ghosts make you hear it. Revolution never ended, descended from the spirit. Singing songs of hope, hoping my people hear it.
And in order for that system to work, they have to mine our minds to get at the essence of our spirit. The mining of the essence, the mining of the spirit, mining our minds, the pollution from that is all of the neurotic, distorted, insecure behavior patterns that we develop. That's the pollution. But it's a disease. It lives and travels through the mind, through the generations.
We
protest this whole mess. We go east, we go west. Police protect those corporate connects. Canadian corporals blatantly control for the state's economical debts. Let the rubber bullets spray, others getting pepper sprayed. Eagle feather getting waved, dogs tethered to the chains. Never sever up my veins, the river on the plains. You bring the fire, we bring the breeze. Just like Goki, the elite thugs who smoke you, put a rubber bullet to your chest. These peaceful protesters, praise from ancestors. We bless universal law, bring the justice. Yes, can't cut this, judge this. Just truth when I bust this. One up my bucket, let's tuck this and cause a ruckus.
I feel the changes, I feel the changes. I feel the changes, I feel the changes. I feel the changes, I feel the changes.
We gon' go with mine. Ooh, yeah, it's electric, it's electric.
upward spiral, spinning in a flame pit, I'm a pyro. Sound in hands, we gone viral. In this round dance, native style. River current converging to electro, that's my hydro. Red boy, sad boy, welcome to my road. We up on the high road, red road, going red mode on a high note. Coming out of my throat, chakra boost, talk to you, I'm a coyote. We shape shift into a bird and fly out. This flame, the spirit never dies out. Watch for the sun when the eagles cry out.
Watch for the sun when the eagles cry out. Watch for the sun when the eagles cry out. Watch for the sun when the eagles cry out.
Welcome to the struggle, to the struggle.
Yo, the air to my diaphragm, we're connected. Spine rolls, my body folds, I stand corrected. Releasing energy, my body holds, I am protected. We can be servant to the land, so the land's respected. Take matter into our own hands from what man infected. Mind switching it up like we ambidextrous. We address the false sense when my bounce flexes. Because changing the world is on our microphone checklist. I am home, check this. Home of the homophobe, racist, and sexist. Oppressive behavior detected. Bird's eye of a frog is what my family crest is. Spirit is something that we all should not mess with. Why are two-legged still aggressive? Why are some people less festive? Why do Simnigets get arrested for giving us all their perspective when they were the children who were taken and neglected? Reclaiming of identity will soon be perfected by intergenerational survivors affected. Every life was born introspective, but industrial living became way too defective. And I swear that that's their objective. No matter which political party gets elected, honor our Mother Earth before we wreck it and put that stain upon the silence. Samuel Beckett.
Welcome to the struggle, to the struggle.
We love to protest, man, and that fire is awakened in a lot of us. We live in a crazy time. It's beautiful. Life is a beautiful struggle.
That was Mob Bounce with Welcome to the Struggle, and a little bit earlier we had Heebs the Earth Child with Rubber Bullets and an encore of Inez Jasper, Electric 49. We got quite the studio guests today. Let me turn on their little mics and say hello. First, we got Nick Yellowhorse in the house. Are you there?
No, not yet. Hello.
Hello.
Okay, there we go. I am here. How are you? Oh my goodness, it's been, I don't know, a week since I last saw you.
Yeah, it's been a minute. I'm all right.
It's really nice out today.
Yes.
It's hot, though.
I think
it's hot.
Yeah. It's nice and cozy. And returning to the show, Alicia McConnell. Alicia.
Hello.
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 How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
Good, good. Well, folks, welcome to soon to be renamed. Did we come up with a new name, Nick?
No, we didn't. Not
okay.
yet.
Soon oh, to be renamed talk segment. Hey, trying not to call it TP Talk. We kind of want to update it to something else. I have no idea what, though.
It's talk time.
Talk time. Now. Talk time for now. Nick, what do we got on today's talk time agenda?
Not terribly much, unfortunately. it's been really interesting what had happened almost a week ago, which is Maine had signed a bill stating that they are banning use of Native American mascots in all public schools. This includes imagery, logos, all that jazz. Mm-hmm. And there's been articles out there, I'm sure you did see it, saying that this is unprecedented, this is the first time in the United States, this is so strict, blah, 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 this, this, and that. And all we can really think about is how Oregon did the same in, what, 2012?
Yeah, like 12 or 13,
mm-hmm.
somewhere around there.
Except Oregon was like, oh, wait, no, I'm not going to be that strict. We're going to amend it.
yeah, and there's still movements trying to fix that giant loophole. So for those who are unaware, there is a loophole with that one where if they work with a specific tribe and get permission from a specific tribe, then it's okay, but that's also kind of debatable, and I'm sure it's very obvious, at least where my stance is on that, as I moan and groan over here.
But, oh, definitely. I mean,
yeah.
I don't know how to say this in the nicest way possible, but
it's our show. We don't have to be nice.
there is some issue with a lot of tribes and their governments where one will be spearheading something and not necessarily communicate that to the rest of the members, and where the rest of the members are kind of against that spearheaded motion that this one particular council member may have done.
Not trying to throw shade, but just, I'm sure this is something as a Navajo man you are very familiar with.
I'm just saying.
Not that it's only the Navajos. There's plenty of other tribal governments.
Not trying to single one single tribe out, but I know this this is not an uncommon issue, which is unfortunate.
Mm-hmm.
You can always hear about how someone in the tribe is upset because they didn't listen to everyone else and went on ahead and said, no, I'm going to just speak for the rest of the tribe mm-hmm. because I am a member, and mm-hmm. get in weird situations.
Yeah. Alicia, what are your thoughts on banning Native mascots?
Yeah. Definitely don't think that any one person or, you know, any one entity could speak on behalf of all Native American people because, mm-hmm. you know, we're like so many different kinds of people, individuals, mm-hmm. and make up our own. Yeah, obviously, like, I'm not with it. I don't think that, like, you know, all of the arguments that are, oh, they're honoring, oh, that it's not meant to be disrespectful, that's not the, you know, the thought that's behind the action,
yeah.
But that's what I see, and that's how I feel. It feels offensive, it feels degrading, it feels stereotypical, mm-hmm. it feels, these are the feelings that it makes me have mm-hmm. when I see those images and hear those names. So, yeah, it's, you know, like, you know, I know we throw, like, the words, like, you know, triggering around and stuff, but really, it really is that. It really puts you in a place where, you know, all you are is an icon or a thing of the past mm-hmm. when, you know, you're a whole human being and you're so much more than that. And,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's not honoring.
No.
I don't feel.
No, totally. And I think it's important to kind of remember, like with most things involving Indians in this country that we've talked about for eons, the origins of where it comes from, intent doesn't necessarily matter. When these schools were started, regardless of when they were started, the 80s or 90s or beyond, you know, this comes from a place of stereotyping. Regardless, you cannot tell me there's a school that's like, we think this is a great idea to just kind of throw this idea up there. Even if they do work with tribes or if they try to be as accurate as possible, it still comes from a place of stereotyping and using Indian imagery as an object rather than a living, breathing culture.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then on top of that, to say, well, you know, to use tribes and tribal governments as the equivalent of, well, my one Indian friend says it's okay, you know, is really not acceptable, like, at all. Just because your one Indian friend says it's okay doesn't mean that it's not perpetuating harm, right? It's perpetuating harmful stereotypes. It's perpetuating that we are, I don't know.
Yeah, it'll always have a negative impact. Mm-hmm. The words will always, mm-hmm. and the image will always, you know, make me feel that way.
Mm-hmm. And that's the thing. And that's something that we consistently say on here. I mean, Nick, back me up if you agree, that we're always saying intent does not equate to impact, or the best way to word it, you know, like...
Definitely. Yeah. There was a quote from the article that said that mascots are a symbol of pride, but not a source of pride, which I feel... Like that. Rings pretty true on what we're trying to explain.
Yes.
Because, like you said, whenever these schools were established and chose these things, they were like, oh, we're here to say this is a great person, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. But throughout the years, it's shown that that's not necessarily where the right thing to do.
It's a very outdated way of looking at Indigenous people as a whole. Because the other thing, too, is when you're picking a mascot, you want something that's tough. You want something fighting whatever.
Braves, warriors,
But even champions, even you're not going to be, I mean, some people are for whatever reason, you know, like there is a basketball team I know called the Pistol Shrimps, which is awesome though, because Pistol Shrimps are actually really, really powerful little shrimps. But, you know, or like the Florida Jumbo Shrimps. But when you're picking a mascot, human or otherwise, it's going to be the Tigers, it's going to be the Rams, it's going to be the Patriots, it's going to be the something that makes you think of like fighting power, but fighting nonetheless, right? Aggressiveness. And so the Patriots are a whole other thing, and I don't really care about that. But with Indian mascots, it's always the Warriors, the Braves, the whatevers. Mm-hmm. And it falls into the same stereotype of a mix of like the noble savage and the savage, and either way, like regardless of intent, it comes from a very outdated place, an outdated view, and it's easy. Like one of the other big arguments when schools have been changing, a lot of schools all across the country have been changing their mascots that are native themed to other things, which is fine, but then you have people who are really upset about it. I mean, like, well, it's always been this way. This is tradition. Yeah. Mascots are a source of pride. You're taking pride in racism. Yeah, racism is a tradition here in America. That doesn't mean we need to be proud of it, and that doesn't mean we need to just keep doing it because it's always been this way. If anything, if you really want to put some weird kind of patriotic rose-colored goggles over this, America's always been about not doing it this way because it's always been this way. Well, we've always had a king. Well, we're not going to have a king. We're going to have a president that's elected, kind of thing. Like, if you want to be real patriotic about it, America's never been about, well, it's always been this way. And we shouldn't be like that. We should be evolving as people. And as worldviews change, we should be going with that. And of course, traditions are important, but traditions also ebb and flow and evolve with the people. That's how life works.
Yeah, I agree. It's something for people who are living in the area to have ties to some type of culture or community that binds them all together, blah, 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 whatever. And when you change these things, that's when that backlash comes out. That's when the amendments come out and say, oh, you could do it as long as you have an agreement with the tribe. Or like, well, I guess you bought the stuff already. You just can't make more of it,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And I just feel like people who have that argument are the same type of people that really cling on to trying to find their own culture, mm-hmm, and are the type of people that, at least in my experience, are the type of people that will do, you know, the ancestry thing and try to figure out that whole entire ties. To me, it just comes off as like clinging on to a past that doesn't need to be clung to.
Yeah.
And that is rampant among a lot of Americans, and it's not something that they're willing to let go.
Mm-hmm.
And I think all these amendments are terrible, especially the one, who was it? It was California. California came out with the Racial Mascots Act in 2017, mm-hmm. where they said they can't use the R word, or a school can't use the mascot nickname or a team name such as that or similar. But the exception was if you already bought it, you could still use it. Mm-hmm. And it's just terrible. And I don't know how, this is a good step, but it is only affecting public schools. Perhaps if more states will be able to enforce something like this and not have an amendment where it says, but you can do something. Mm-hmm. I think that that is a good step, but this step of, it just happens, so I don't know if anybody has that loophole yet or is going to push that. I guess it,
most likely they will.
Time will tell, yeah.
Yeah. It's funny, when you were saying DNA tests, my mind immediately flashed back to like 2014 and the Redskins episode that The Daily Show did, and that woman being like, as a 164th Cherokee, I am not offended by the name. The woman who called the police on the 1491s because she was intimidated. Sorry. This is what we're dealing with here. I don't care what your blood quantum is. This is not okay.
I think too, like, it's just sad because it's such an easy fix to just pick a new name and a new symbol. Change is good. Mm-hmm. I think it would be an awesome opportunity for a lot of people to, you know, to be creative. Like, you know, like, I think that it's a good teaching opportunity. I would, if I was a principal of a school and we had a racist mascot, I would do a poll. It would be super fun. You'd have the competition, make, you know, the logo, whatever.
I can confirm, you know? Doing that is really fun. Like, and
I think that
it could be anything.
Yeah. Right.
Well, better than like a panther or a bear or a ram.
Right. What was that shrimp? You could be a cool shrimp.
You could be a pistol shrimp. You could be like one of the ones that I really like. That was an example in an article. I don't know if they changed their name exactly, but it's a tribal school. But the tribal school out on Pine Ridge, they're the Thorpes, after Jim Thorpe, like sports guy extraordinaire, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's awesome. I love that. And like, so I went to an elementary school that had like just been built, and I was like sixth grade, so I was one of the first classes to graduate from there. So because it was brand new, we didn't have a mascot yet. So we had every class submit an idea, and then the whole school voted. It was like this whole thing. I can confirm, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
To get the whole school involved and picking a new mascot. We actually did become the Panthers, though. But
Panthers are cool.
Yes.
They're cooler than,
they're cooler than racist stereotypes.
Exactly.
So
it's fun. My high school is the Panthers, too.
Yeah.
But you could be something fun,
You could be. My high school was literally Bloody Water. We were the Crimson Tide. Yeah.
I know there's a baseball team somewhere in the New England region, and they're the Spiders.
I like that. I don't know why I like that, but I like that.
You like it because it's spooky. That's why.
No, I hate spiders, but I like the image of a spider holding a baseball bat.
I think it was more like spiders have a lot of arms, so like in the outfield, whatever.
Okay,
they
now
can
I'm
grab
picturing
them.
A spider with like 8 baseball gloves on each little leg. See, you could do something like that just has like just fun imagery. And spiders are terrifying.
And then, you know, honestly, it's such an easy change. And like, how happy that makes Native people feel that you would, you know, do that. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, like there would be the fun that happens. And then also you would feel good about not being racist anymore.
Yeah,
and
that would also be super cool. You're not othering people anymore.
Yeah.
You're not ostracizing people.
Right. Like it's just a good opportunity. I hope that it's a thing that, you know, catches on wildfire like that, and
time will tell.
Becomes a mood.
I hope it becomes a big 2020-2021 mood.
Yeah, change. Change is so good.
Change is so
change
healthy.
Change is so healthy. Yeah, healthy so change. Yeah. Yes, you know, growth.
Growth is good.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So we'll see. We'll see how this goes. It's it's good to see more states and governments or whatever, like, at least trying to do something, you know, even if it isn't necessarily, even if it doesn't have as much teeth as we would like it to, right?
Right.
But it's something, and, you know, baby steps. As much as we would like to run, we have to walk, and as much as we like to walk, we have to crawl, but we're getting there.
Right.
I think.
Just like the legalization of things, you know, it doesn't rectify or fix the whatever wasn't, you know, before, but it's a step, and, you know, creating laws and creating, you know, some sort of outline for how people should treat other people, you know, is good.
Yes. Nick, any final thoughts?
I think I said everything. I wish I could think of.
Alicia, any final thoughts?
That's it. Change the name. It's so easy. Like, that's it.
It really is easy. It's not that complicated. And if you find yourself holding your Chief Wahoo logo tight, like, really question that.
Change, like, is good.
It's okay to have nostalgia, but at the same time, at whose expense, man?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Nick and Alicia, thank you for joining me.
Thank you.
Coming up next, this is JB, the First Lady, with Still Here on Rose City Native Radio.
Stolen locations, abusive relations, 150 celebrations, common section hating, debating, truth and reconciliation fading, divided and shading, but we still here, we still here, we still here. Missing brother, missing mother, missing goddess, say it again, no clean water, but we still here, we still here. The message is clear, they wanted us to disappear, but we still here. The message is clear, they wanted us to disappear, but we still here, we still here. The father in sight, women warrior fight. I wanna break the cycle in the circle, non-verbal, nocturnal, no dress rehearsal. A head by a century, awaken the spirit, be fearless and clear it, no limit. I spit it, I risk it, I hit it, it's written, never bitten, archived for my descendants. Important to make a presence, representations at all levels. We are all rebels sent from the heavens at 11:11. So meet me at 7:11 to dismantle depression, to gather, to master and shatter the system. I know what's missing, I see the gaps, I have the maps to take it back. Come on. Stolen locations, abusive relations, 150 celebrations, common section hating, debating, truth and reconciliation fading, divided and shading, but we still here, we still here, we still here. Missing brother, missing mother, missing goddess, say it again, no clean water, but we still here, we still here. The message is clear, they wanted us to disappear, but we still here. The message is clear, they wanted us to disappear, but we still here, we still here. Enrage and resistance, take back the land is the business. Step up and witness, speak up, go the distance. The time is now, show them how. They didn't want us to powwow, so we made a powwow. Now allow your powwow. Full push-ups to dance your style. I'm hella versatile, my indigenous girl lifestyle. You checked my Insta profile, too quick to reconcile without the truth or impact the youth. You tell the lies of the voting booth, we'll make it smooth. Elders and POCs do all the work, make moves. Culture vultures waiting to play and take away what is sacred. Internalized self-hatred, culture lost. Nothing to show, they try to be a bro. Be careful and let them know we are here and we're in control. Stolen locations, abusive relations, 150 celebrations, common section hating, debating, truth and reconciliation fading, divided and shading, but we still here, we still here, we still here. Missing brother, missing mother, missing goddess, say it again, no clean water, but we still here. We still here. The message is clear. They wanted us to disappear, but we still here. The message is clear. They wanted us to disappear, but
we still here, they call me on my cellie to hear my words and my verbs, my words into action. I'm the girl that makes it happen, shutting down the streets. I complete, I defeat with just one tweet. No need for press release, I never couple these middle fingers up, but I call for peace. Water is sacred, yeah, I'm jaded. Wine needles hitted, still native kids be taken, still treaties are forsaken, still stupid, not educated. This is stolen land, the time is now. We demand your occupation is out of hand. United we stand, kill the mask, I save the people, kill the eagle, no sequel. No one is illegal, power to the people. Together we are better. Talk a circle, pass a feather. Talk a circle, pass a feather. Stolen locations, abusive relations, 150 celebrations, common section hating, debating, truth and reconciliation, dating, divided and shading. But we still here, we still here, we still here. Missing brother, missing mother, missing goddess. Say it again, no clean water. But we still here, we still here. The message is clear, they wanted us to disappear, but we still here. The message is clear, they wanted us to disappear, but we still here, we still here. But we still here. They try to ban our pot latches, but we still here. Smallpox and trail of tears, but we still here. We still here.
Way oh, way oh, way oh, way oh, way oh.
I'm a vortex traveler, aligned with galactic sources. Don't worry about no BS or no static, handle that automatic. I travel the grid. That's just what it is. My energy way too powerful to gravitate to the negative. You gon' feel me in the vortex when I enter in the circle. Meditation and passionate sexual healing is just so amazing. Can you feel me, my? I'm talking to you, my native woman. I'm sending out a message to you with my love. Shower down on me like the star you are. Cause you're my native woman. I'm sending out a message to you with my love.
I want to thank everybody for tuning in. You can find us on Facebook at Rose City Native Radio. You can email your events, music, and more to pdxnativeradio@gmail.com. We'll see you next week.
Education with that B word. Knows how to handle a business. Intuition, got that knows what it is next. And I'm a pipe carrier like a daddy. She's so ceremonial. See, that's our life. But later on tonight, shorty gon' ride on my saddle. And she tryna win a medal. And damn right I'ma let her. Cause when it's cold and lonely down and out, she knows how to make me feel better. And she's my native.
Way oh, way high, way oh. Way oh, way high, way oh.
I'm a vortex traveler, aligned with galactic sources. Don't worry about no BS or no static, handle that automatic. I travel the grid, that's just what it is. My energy way too powerful to gravitate to the negative. You gon' feel me in the vortex when I enter in the circle. Meditation and passionate sexual healing is just so amazing. Can you feel me, my? I'm talking to you, my native woman. Ooh, I'm sending out a message to you with my love. Show it down on me. The star you are, cause you're my native woman.
sending out a message to you with my love.
Showing down on me
like the star you are.
Cause you're my,
my native
woman. Cause you got that mean work. Education with that B word. Knows how to handle a business. Intuition, got that knows what it is next. And I'm a pipe carrier like a daddy. She's so ceremonial. See, that's our life. But later on tonight, shorty gon' ride on my saddle. And she tryna win a medal. And then ride on my letter. Cause when it's cold and lonely down and out, she knows how to make me feel better. And she's my native. I'm talking to you, my, my native woman. Ooh,
I'm sending out a message to you with my love. Like the star you are, cause you're my native woman.
Cool art, live music, cider, wine, and snacks. Heck yeah.
Come out to KBOO's first ever First Friday Art Walk event on June 7th from 6 to 9 p.m. The First Friday Art Walk is in Portland's vibrant Eastside Arts District and is the gateway into Portland's thriving arts culture, including more than 23 independent galleries.
Start your night off at the KBOO Studios next First Friday, June 7th. KBOO is featuring the work of two brilliant artists, Justin Auld and Amy Kutab. There will be live music, snacks, wine available thanks to Hip Chicks Do Wine and Cider courtesy of Cider Riot.
You will also get a chance to tour our studios. Check out KBOO.fm for more info. That's Friday, June 7th from 6 to 9 p.m. See you there.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of Co-Housing, creating community one neighborhood at a time on Friday, May 31st at the Elliott Center in Portland. Co-Housing, creating community one neighborhood at a time is a public talk by Grace Kim about the loneliness epidemic in Portland and how co-housing can help. Grace is a principal at Skamata Workshop and a co-founder of Capitol Hill Urban Co-Housing in Seattle. The talk is part of the National Co-Housing Conference taking place in Portland, May 30th through June 2nd. Again, that's Co-Housing, creating community one neighborhood at a time on Friday, May 31st at the Elliott Center, 1226